your friend. I want to welcome everyone out this morning. This is the May 15th regular session of Commissioner's Court. Commissioner Barker and Commissioner Spencer are both gone today for they have family members that are graduating from A&M and from high school, so they're gone this morning. We're going to start with an invocation by Commissioner Gentry, and then we'll stand for our pledges.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day and for the opportunity to serve the citizens of Upshur County. And Father, we thank you for the opportunity to serve you and be an extension of your will. Give us the wisdom to make the right decisions today and in the days ahead. And we just ask you, Father, that you would just be with our county and surround it. We appreciate the rain, and only you know what's coming, but we could use a little sunshine if we could spare it. We ask that you be with those that have been affected by the storms. Father, we pray that you would comfort them and see that their needs are met in only the way that you can, Father. And we just ask you to be with our servicemen who fight for our country and our freedoms. And we just ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
Item 3 is to consider and take action.
Didn't know y'all was going to get a floor show.
On approval of the minutes of the previous meeting.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Gross to approve the minutes of the previous meeting. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Those are approved. Item B is payroll changes.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Gross to approve payroll changes. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Payroll changes are approved. Item C is payroll.
I make a motion to pay payroll.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gross, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to approve payroll. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Payroll is approved. Item D are budget amendments. There's just one.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Gross to approve budget amendments. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Budget amendments are approved. Three E are accounts payable.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Gross to approve accounts payable. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Accounts payable are approved. Item F is to accept for recording auditor reports, treasurer reports, bonds, oaths, deputations, certificates, certificate of liability insurance for Brian and Brian Trucking LLC, certificate of participation in school for County Commissioner's Court for Frank Burka, transcript for continuing education for Sharon Laminack, tax assessor collector, group annuity application and service record keeping agreement for Upshur County Deferred Compensation Plan with AXA.
Make a motion.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gross, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to record those documents. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those documents are recorded. Item G, your applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights of way and permit requests.
Motion to approve.
I'll second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Gross to approve the applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights of way and permit requests. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Those are approved. Item four is discuss and take action to accept for filing the plat for Putnam Farms.
I'll make that motion.
And I've got the letter from the
on-site sewage inspection. And this is for platting only. I need to make sure that we put it in the recording that we've had nothing to do with these roads and that they have been notified that we will not accept these roads. These are not on the table for inventory.
Okay. Not on the waiting period.
No.
I'm sorry, one of y'all make the motion.
I do.
Motion by Commissioner Gross, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to approve the plat for Putnam Farms. Those in favor?
Aye.
That plat's approved.
And these are real small. Is Mr. Putnam here?
I'm here.
Okay, you have me a check?
Yes, ma'am.
Woo-hoo. Okay, you don't have to bring it now, but we'll need to get it to her.
I noticed that too.
What?
It's okay, Paula.
What did I do?
You said it did just fine.
Did I really? I did it again. I'm so sorry. I just gave myself a promotion. I've been signing the judge's spot. Moving up in the world.
I'm loaning her my glasses.
Time to get contact checked in. Dang. Not
for it. Sure, easier when they brought it up. Huh?
Okay.
And item five is discuss and take action to accept for filing the replat of Isbell Estates Lot 16.
I make a motion to approve that when I figure out which one of these.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Gross for the replat of Lot 16 in Isbell Estates. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved.
Do you see Isbell Estates?
As well as that.
And here's the check that needs to go with that.
So we don't lose the check. Item six is discuss and take action for filing the replat of Magnolia Ridge, Phase 5, Lots 5 and 6.
Make that motion.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gross, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to approve the replat of Magnolia Ridge, Phase 5, Lots 5 and 6. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. That action is approved. Tax certificate. Okay, item seven is discuss and take action to approve the depository contract between Upshur County and Austin Bank. The treasurer provided it for us.
Judge, Thomas Smith, the debt holder is here for Austin Bank also, he signed their page.
Okay.
Motion to approve.
Okay.
Right off, second, off, second.
It's by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Gross to approve that. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. If y'all like to come up, we'll let you sign it. Just come on inside the bar here. Oh, y'all need to sign that one. Take it hard, make it easy. And then this is a copy for y'all.
Okay.
So y'all can have a copy taped with you.
Okay.
Good deal.
Yeah.
Thank you. Item eight is discuss and take action to approve the Upshur County investment policy for 2014-2015. We do this every year. Y'all have any questions?
Make motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner.
No.
Oh, sorry. Motion by Commissioner Gross, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to approve the investment policy for the new year. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. That's approved. This actually has signatures for you, so I'm just going to put it in the record. Item nine is discuss and take action to purchase a copier for the library.
Talking about money on this, Judge.
Mm-hmm.
I think we need to wait till either the next budget cycle or look at a lower price on this thing. I'd like to table this thing.
Well, I know that Commissioner Burke at least asked that he said he wanted to be here to participate in the vote. So Commissioner Spencer didn't say anything to me, but I know Commissioner Barker wants to be here.
Okay.
So.
Then I said table it.
All right. So we're going to table that. Item 10 is discuss and take action to approve installation of new office doors at the library. And Cynthia, is it?
I just have some pictures.
What we understood is that you'd already bought some doors.
Yeah, I already bought some doors. And then it's just pictures of what it currently looks like. And what I'm asking is for y'all, because it's considered renovations, is for y'all to approve the installation of the doors. And then David Womack, or David from the maintenance department, has somebody that can stain the new their wood doors. So they would be stained to match what we currently have and then installed.
And is this just the doors thing?
We've also heard something about some keypad door locks.
Yes, we want to change out, instead of having keys to have to go in and out of doors, they're just where you punch in a code.
Okay.
Can we do that now, or does that have to be a totally separate issue?
Today's
just the doors.
Okay.
David? What's your take on the doors?
Because one of the offices don't even have a door.
Okay.
Yeah, that one office doesn't, and I really don't have the expertise or time to frame that out and alter that area. So I would provide her with a contractor that's already working that deal, and she says she has funds to pay for it. And he would also do the same.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to question, okay, I bet me and these ones the same thing. What line item is that fund coming out of, do you know? And have you checked it with Target to make sure that it can be done?
We have a fund for like contracted services, like to replace glass, and I'm not for sure of the code.
Okay.
What was your question, Auditor?
My question was, I just want to make sure I understand, were these doors purchased by Cynthia personally?
Me personally, I pay for them.
I don't know if y'all can do this even on this meeting or not, but if that, I mean, to me, that's more or less a donation, because what if the guy comes and tears the door up?
Well, that's fine, yeah, I don't have a problem with that.
But all donations have to be accepted by Commissioner's Court, so I don't know if y'all can do that today, or needs to go on the next agenda.
You know, once it's attached to the building.
I understand that.
It's our door.
I understand that.
Okay.
Well, it's just kind of a backwards thing. It's got us thrown off, because usually we make a plan first before we.
So you're saying you want it, you want us to accept them as a donation before we approve the installation? Okay. So we're going to have to talk about this next meeting too.
Okay.
All right. Okay. I'll bring them back then.
Second.
Here's a motion and a second to adjourn. Those in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned.